But first up on today's show, we're going to talk about a new photography project. The nonprofit Rising Voices seeks to empower Metro Detroit's Asian American community through voter outreach and education. And this year, with violence against Asian Americans in the U.S. increasing and an election coming up on August 3rd, the group has been documenting the region's diverse Asian American communities through photos, videos, and audio histories. Rising Voices Speak is a powerful multimedia project putting the stories of these Metro Detroit communities front and center. I spoke with the group's Jasmine Rivera and photographer Jared Liu about the scope and importance of documenting these unique stories right now.
Well, I think I can start off by saying that we worked with Jared last year during the election, leading up to the election. And what we wanted to do then is to profile Asian American women around the state who were about to cast their vote, and what it actually meant for them personally in the context of their personal histories, and also the moment in the midst of the anti-Asian rhetoric and then also the COVID pandemic. We wanted to capture their voices and provide a platform. And so with Asian American Pacific Heritage Month, this year, we wanted to continue that, but in a way that kind of amplified the voices of people in various communities. And so it's interesting here in Michigan, we have a very unique Asian American sort of history and community in this state versus many others. And so going to the various organizational leaders who are part of their community centers and who have been involved in activism and in uplifting their own communities, that's something that we wanted to amplify and celebrate. And so we tapped Jared again because he did such an amazing job with capturing the women of last year. And so we wanted to continue kind of preserving and documenting the beautiful people that we know are here, that who need to be seen.
I think our relationship was so synchronistic because I was really working just by myself on my own personal project about the Asian American community and the Asian American experience within the Metro Detroit and Detroit area. And when I got the contact from, or the email from Jasmine, I thought it was like perfect timing because like my project was sort of gaining some recognition within the art community, but I also wanted to give back to the community here in Detroit and in Michigan. So to hear the voices and the stories of the people that we know and the strangers that we are meeting is really powerful to me and to Rising Voices.
I want to go back to what you said a few minutes ago, Jasmine, about the uniqueness of the Asian American communities here in Michigan. Go into that a little bit more. And Jared, for you, as you're curating this record and this historical record of stories, are there common narratives or themes that you're finding?
Sure. So with Michigan, we're definitely not one of the coasts, as in the Pacific or the Atlantic coast cities that have larger populations. So we're not Los Angeles, we're not New York. And so we don't have that sort of immigrant experience that's unique to those cities that are in much more of a kind of a prominent sort of part of history that people are aware of. If they are, I mean, Asian American history across the board is not something that is taught or uplifted at all. And so that's something that we try to address. But here in Michigan, we have people whose families have been here for over 100 years. And we also have families that are new, and they are tied into the industrial center of Detroit. And so they're part of that great migration. It's a smaller community and a lot less concentrated in terms of kind of like we used to have a Chinatown, but now there's no Chinatown. And we have an influx of many waves of immigrants coming in from the 60s and the 70s. And so it's a very interesting mix that's been put into this metropolis, Metro Detroit as well, in the context of the intense segregation, and where do people who don't fit in the categories of Black and white go? So right now we've got one of our associates on staff. Her name is Celeste Goudier, and she is curators of the Exile to Motown exhibit at the Detroit Historical Museum. And that highlights how Japanese Americans were deliberately scattered after internment in the different prison camps, and some were taken to Detroit deliberately to cut the power concentration of that community. So the various reasons as to why Asian Americans were here in this area is something that's very fascinating. It's tied to history, to American imperialism, to war. And so that's something that is, it's an incredible historical legacy to explore.
Jared, that is a huge project for you to be going out and collecting stories like this.
Yeah, definitely. It's there's a lot of pressure. I think it has to be done, right? Like it's, as more families are being built here and there's more generations of Asian Americans living in Michigan, there has to be a resource of information to kind of showcase where we're at. Because I think the common conversation that we're all having is like, where are we here in Michigan? I mean, that's a conversation I still have when I go to any sort of event here and I see another Asian American. It's like, oh, hey, that's cool. Like, where are all the other Asian Americans at? And as I'm photographing and collecting these images and stories, I think it's a necessity that we need here since we're so dispersed within the Metro Detroit area.
Were there any particular, you know, people that you photographed or talked to or stories that you heard that surprised you?
I think the one thing that surprised me mostly is when I met up with Jasmine and we went to that Hmong festival in Warren. I think it was in Warren, right, Jasmine?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just to see the Hmong community come together in such a beautiful, in a beautiful park in Warren, dressed in their traditional outfits and having traditional food and being with family and friends and even strangers and having the openness to allow a stranger like me to photograph it was, I thought, was super powerful for me. I was really into it. And I think Jasmine got some amazing stories from some of the people that we photographed, right?
Yes, it was the 40th anniversary of the arrival of the Hmong in the U.S. And so what they were celebrating was, you know, the legacy of their ancestors and how they actually arrived here. And the story of the Hmong Americans is pretty powerful here, where it's tied to the Vietnam War and our actions in Southeast Asia. And so to see that community celebrate, you know, their heritage. At the same time, we had community leaders like Commissioner Mai Xiong, who is the first Hmong American woman to be elected in the state of Michigan. And so she's a leader for her community. And she's a powerful kind of representation of the possibilities of the American experience. And so it was wonderful to be welcomed by the community and to also capture them at a moment that was, you know, something that they were very proud of and wanted to share with the world.
So Jared, talk about the significance of the Rising Voices Speak project. You're part of it in documenting the voices and the faces of Asian Americans in Metro Detroit.
For me, at least, I think it just gives us a face and a voice to have, like, to be seen, you know, like to be photographed is such a wonderful and powerful experience for me. And I can't imagine, like, I don't know what it's like for the person that's on the other end of the camera, but when I look at these pictures that I have made so far, and the stories that are being told, I think it gives at least me a sense of confidence that we can make a change, right? Like, we just need to be out there and we need to be seen. And I think that's the power of art in general, right? It's the stories and the images that move a community into doing something more.
So, question for both of you to wrap things up: what is the takeaway that you would like the audience to have after they view the Rising Voices project?
We just had this conversation with the staff at Rising Voices. I was speaking to the executive director about all the work that we have been doing with API artists, and including Jared. And so we commissioned a group of young artists here in Michigan to create work for us that was an expression of the future that they'd like to see. And I think that's a big part of it. And why, as Rising Voices, we are engaging with the Asian American artist community is that we need visionaries. We can't just be reacting to the negative and be in a struggle for, you know, social justice and for a better society without having the hope and a vision for what we want. And so the ability to imagine and to create is something that we think is extremely valuable. And it's something that we'd like to continue to cultivate with the people that we work with. And with Jared and his work, it's a profound experience from a lot of people who have seen the photographs. Last year during the election, when we were trying to get the Asian American community out to vote, many people commented to me how powerful it was to see those faces and how it actually changed a lot of people's minds about actually going to the polls. And so we talk about how culture eats strategy for breakfast. And I think that's true because culture is something very personal. It feels authentic and is kind of a universal experience that people acknowledge as something true. And so I think that's why it's such an important thing to uplift these communities through art and those artists who are doing the work like Jared.
Nonprofit Rising Voices. The group empowers Metro Detroit's Asian American communities through voter outreach and much more, including their multimedia project Rising Voices Speak, documenting stories, voices, and portraits of the region's diverse Asian American families, as captured by local photographer Jared Liu. You can check out the project at risingvoicesaaf.org.